right. Well, morning, y'all. Like you said, my name is Brittany. Transferred here my junior year, played basketball, majored in accounting, business admin, actually graduated in the spring, and I'm back here, and I, like, closed the yearbook, but I'm here finishing out the business part of that. I'll be done December. And I'm also, like you said, on the assistant for the women's basketball program under Coach Mahadas and Coach Ramsey. So, and where are my girls at? There they are. Anyways, I love them. You guys, they do such a good job, and they work so hard, so I'd appreciate it if you guys kept coming to the games. We love the support. We appreciate it. Anyways, yeah, so we're going to have a good season, so hope to see y'all in the Freeman soon. Anyways, yeah, just happy to be here. Yeah, like you said, I'm from Kansas also, and I love it. Contrary to popular belief, like, Kansas is actually pretty cool. I like Kansas. Here it is. And York being in the KCAC, okay, there you go. Y'all, that's Kansas. I mean, come on. York being the KCAC, we drive through Kansas, we play in Kansas all the time. I hear a lot of, like, slander, you know, I hear a lot of hate about it. Like, this is your state? Like, this is where you're from? I'm like, yeah, I think it's cool. So, anyways, while I have the mic, I just wanted to clear it up. Like, this is the land I grew up on. I appreciate it, and I love it. That is my home, and I love my home. So, I will not talk about my home the whole time. So, you're like, oh, thank goodness. Don't like Kansas anymore, so. But, yeah. I'm going to ask you guys a question. What is your biggest insecurity? Think about that. Think about something about yourself that's like, I wish this was a little bit different. This is something that just has bothered me for a long time. Maybe it's a new thing. Maybe, like, it's a new insecurity that you're thinking about. And you're like, yeah, this is something I wish I could change. I just don't like this that much. So think about it. Okay. Now look at these pictures. That feral little girl in there. Think about what could make her insecure. Think about, like, okay, if you're thinking maybe, like, the outfit choices, wrong. Okay, maybe the missing front teeth in that picture with the turkey, wrong again. The haircut would be a good choice, like that could be an insecurity. The haircut, the bangs that I gave my mom, that I made my mom give me. Yeah, that's also wrong. It was actually my birthmark. So if you guys haven't realized, this is on there. So I was so insecure about it, and maybe it had to deal with, like, my brothers and my cousins making fun of me, like, every single chance they got, but character building, you know? But yeah, that was my biggest insecurity for no reason. Like, if I could go back and tell myself, like, it's an oversized freckle on your forehead, it's actually pretty cool and unique, and you're so insecure about that, like, that you let that be the reason you have bad pictures, like, the bangs and everything. But anyways, so that was just me being vulnerable with you guys. Like, that was my biggest insecurity. But to get this off the screen mostly, but to change this slide, okay, what makes you confident? So think about this. Think about one thing that's like, okay, this is something about myself that I really like. This is unique. This is a skill that I have. Think about that. Okay, we good? Everyone got one? So I think I've realized maybe, like, I was like, and maybe, like, it's been in the past decade or so, but I guess I was like 10 or, like, you know, 8, 12 years ago. So, and I had an iPod Shuffle, not an iPhone, so I didn't know what was going on in the world, maybe. But I think there's been, like, this big push in confidence. And, like, you've got, like, this, you're here all over social media, you hear people say, like, be confident in yourself, know your worth, love yourself, do things for yourself. And while this is so fantastic, I think it's such a cool thing, I do think as Christians, we have to look at it just a little bit differently, you know? So we have to think about, like, when you hear be confident, yes, let's be confident in ourselves. Let's, like, be confident in who we are, but let's not become complacent in who we are. Let's not become complacent in what we are right now. Yes, be confident, but be confident because you are made in the image of God. Yes, love yourself, but love yourself because Christ loved you first. Do things for yourself, but do not forget to do things for others because you are so humbled by the goodness of God that it fuels your spirit to do things for other people. Yes, know your worth, but know that it is rooted in God's word and not other things. That's how you know your worth. That's how you become confident. That's how you do things for yourself and for others. Also, with that, when you think of that, when you shift your perspective to that, there's purpose behind any of these words. There's purpose behind when you hear this, when you tell people this, there is more of a weight that these phrases and these words carry. I think that we find ourselves in a gap between who we are right now and who God wants us to be, who we could be in this lifetime. And I think there is something, like, one of the worst things you can do to yourself in this lifetime is not try to become a better person, is not try to become the person that you could be. And when we think about that and when we're trying to do that, becoming complacent in yourself is letting your doubts outweigh your potential. And that's a huge thing. I think that puts a limit on yourself. And complacency, when I say that, it doesn't mean that, like, you aren't happy in who you are. You aren't, you know, confident in who you are. You aren't any of that. It's being complacent is knowing that you have potential and trying to reach that potential. And if you're thinking to yourself right now, you're like, okay, like, maybe I don't have that much potential. Like, you're saying this, but you actually have a potential that you cannot comprehend. Like, I could look every single one of you guys in the eyes, no matter how old you are, and I could be like, yes, you have potential. You have potential because you are made in God's image, because God made you, and he's like, you are made for this. And I think that's just such a wonderful thing that we don't think about either, you know? And so when you think that you cannot be made for something, you think that it's not worth trying to find, you're putting a limit not only on yourself, but you're putting a limit on God. And I think that's kind of crazy. Putting a limit on the creator of the whole universe. I mean, are we kidding, you guys? God, the same God that created Abraham, that created Moses, that created Peter, that created Mordecai, who told Esther that you are made for such a time as this, the same God that created that and the whole entire universe created you and said, you are worth being here. He said, you are worth being here. I have plans for you that you don't even know. Like, I have that for you guys. And when you put a limit on yourself, it's to put a limit on God. And I think that's, like, almost disrespectful, you know? Like, you're like, hey, I'm putting the limit. Like, you can't do this, God. Like, you can't do that with me. You can't do that with the person next to me. And I think you wouldn't tell the person next to you that either. You wouldn't tell the person that you just told about your confidence. You wouldn't say, like, yeah, okay, but, like, you can't do much with that. They wouldn't say that to you. You wouldn't say that to them. So why would you say that to yourself, you know? So now, like, literally now is the time for you to mold yourself and let God mold you into a better person and not become complacent in who you are. So when you think about that, like, it's, you know, letting God mold you can be like allowing yourself to actively learn during class, allowing yourself to put down the phone, go on a walk with your friend, learn something new, learn a new skill. That's also such an underrated thing. Like, who knows how to do, like, who knows how to, like, sew or something? Like, you know, like, those are so cool. Like, learning a new skill is so cool, and you're growing yourself. And it's, like, a compliment to God saying, like, you gave me this, and I can't do it. Like, how cool is that? Ephesians 11:9, it says, you who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that all these things God will bring you into judgment. So I think that's really cool. Like, we can be joyful, we can seek joy, we can do all these things, but just know that God will bring it into judgment. And so do not be complacent. Build yourself up. Do things that will make you a better person. Also, to end this, if you guys do not take anything with you out of this, just take that. I hope you guys participate so relentlessly in the joy that he gives out to us freely. So participate in that. Be active in seeking joy and seeking new things, not becoming complacent, doing all these things. And, like, this is really cool. I think it's super cute. So I'm going to leave this up here, like, as my last slide. But in my accounting classes, we have this, like, little bit. It's like, if a two can, you can. So, but yeah, anyways, you guys, that's really all I had. But so think about, if you see a two can ever, think that you can.